Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Robert Gray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 Till. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me and going to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of you, many of you check it out all the time, use it to your advantage. We'll follow you home too, by the way. I know you're busy. You don't always have time to come back to my website. If you find what you like there, just tell us what you like, and we have the capability there to follow you home either by RSS or we'll also send you our newsletter every Sunday afternoon. You can subscribe to that right there on the homepage, and that'll keep you up with us and give you some good information every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question, too. We have a different question every week right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, you were telling me on the break that there's a little tax bomb about to be dropped on American businesses. What is this all about?
Well, this is interesting because in many discussions I have with business, a lot of them are not aware of this. And basically, we call it the 3% withholding tax. And we even have a website for its repeal. But any transaction between the private and public sector, whether it's local counties or states or even the federal government, in 2013, they will take 3% of those payments that they're due businesses, small businesses, and send it to the IRS. Now, again, they'll get their money back in a year, but this tax is so pervasive that we will actually have to borrow money. We've shown this. We'll have to borrow money from China in order to pay for this tax.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean? We'll have to borrow money from China. Who will have to borrow money from China?
Well, the federal government, in order to.
Oh, you mean when they pay it back?
No, in order the federal government will actually this will deepen the federal deficit to such a degree that either in order to buy the same level of goods and services and to have the same level of government, we'll actually have to borrow money from China or reduce spending or increase taxes in order to accommodate this tax, because it actually costs more than it brings in. And it's amazing.
Wow.
This is on the books.
How
now.
Did this get started? This sounds like something Barney Frank would come up with.
Well, it does, and it happened a while back, and we've been able to kick the can down the road.
He's fun to blame for things, isn't he?
I know. We always have our favorite targets, but
I know.
You know, Dodd-Frank and all the other things, but this particular tax is very pervasive. For instance, you know, if you're a local builder and you go to build a school, you know, you have a tight cash flow. And so you're making, you know, you're supposed to get these progress payments, and all of a sudden there's 3% short, and you ask.
Every time a contractor bids on something like this, whether it be for toilet paper or to build a building, when you're bidding on the government, your margins are tight. You don't have any fat margins with these guys, and you're
right.
Just trying to get it to get your foot in the door, maybe to get some change orders and make some money on the change orders. And so you're telling me that you calculate it as tight as you can, and then you're going to lose 3% of that.
Well, that's going to go to the IRS, and you're going to have to kind of go to the IRS a year.
What is the purpose of this? What was the reason for doing it?
Well, the purpose of it was originally to catch bad guys that weren't paying their taxes, but we have shown over the last two or three years that it's really the good guys that are paying this tax in the form of loss of cash flow and an interest-free loan to the government.
Right.
I mean, this is amazing. Now,
this is confiscation is what it is.
It is. Another aspect to this, this will increase the cost of health care. Now, you say, gee whiz, why? Well, Medicare is a contract with the government. So if you're a doctor, 3% of your Medicare payments are going to go to the IRS.
That's how pervasive this could be.
Oh, unbelievable. So now here you are, you know, you're already frustrated with the government because you're not getting your fair share because you're cost shifting to those that have regular insurance and to accommodate Medicare payments and patients, and you don't know really if you want to take on any more. And then the government only gives you 3% less than what they do, they owe you, and you have to get it back the following year. It just doesn't make sense.
Well,
transportation.
And, but I'm still trying to. Is there any? I mean, what is this called? What is this tax called?
Well, we call it the 3% withholding tax, and your listeners can find out a lot more about it. We have www.repealwithholdingnow.com.
Repealwithholdingnow.com. Okay.
And they can actually go
on
there.
Can they sign a petition there?
They can sign a petition. Within 10 seconds, they can have letters sent to their congressmen in the House and in the Senate.
So just know who your delegation is so you can choose that, right?
Well, this will you put in your zip code and automatically find
someone. All right. Yep. You guys have got this squared. You're automated. I like that.
We take all the thinking out of it. All you have to do, 10 seconds, you go up there and you can actually repeal it. We have a head of steam behind us that's unbelievable. We have the local counties and states that are all part of our coalition. We have the AMA as part of the coalition.
See, this is very similar to the 1099 thing that was stuck into the health care bill. Punitive.
Yep,
To try to catch the bad guys, let's punish everybody to catch a few bad guys.
It sure is. Only this hasn't gotten the attention 1099 has.
No kidding.
But we're
I'm glad you brought it to our attention. I seem to remember hearing about it, but I'd forgotten about it. And thank you for bringing that to our attention, folks. Repealwithholding.com. Right? Is that right?
Repealwithholdingnow.com.
Repealwithholdingnow.com. Folks, go there today and take care of this. Quick break. Right back with Giovanni Cortolo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.